Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Dunavant Insurance. Reading an author's first novel is always a gamble. Over the years, I've read many that are amazing. I have read many that are mediocre but promise better work with practice. I've also read some flat-out duds. I'm saying all this as preface to my thoughts on a recently released first novel by a native North Carolinian and which is set in North Carolina. Adele Myers grew up in Asheville and earned a degree in journalism from UNC Chapel Hill. On her author bio page, it states that the book was influenced by her grandmothers, both of whom were seamstresses. Above photographs of her grandmothers, the copy reads, "As a young girl growing up in North Carolina tobacco country, Adele was fascinated by her grandmother's relationships with the wives of wealthy tobacco magnates." In a nutshell, Myers' debut novel, The Tobacco Wives, is set in 1946 North Carolina and focuses on a young girl whose aunt sews for the wealthy, powerful wives of tobacco company executives. Maddie Sykes, who is 15 when her mother abruptly sends her to live with her aunt, uncovers dangerous information about the tobacco industry. Maddie's mom is suffering from mental illness following the death of Maddie's father, who died in the war. In what seems to me like a manic episode, Mom wakes Maddie in the middle of the night. Mom has piled all of Dad's belongings in the floor and tells Maddie that she has to find a new husband. The next thing Maddie knows, Mom has driven her to Brightleaf, the tobacco capital of the South, where Maddie's aunt lives, and left her there. World War II has just ended. War rations and shortages are over, and Brightleaf is a prosperous wonderland. Maddie is dazzled by the female factory workers, the palatial homes, and most of all, her aunt's glamorous clientele, the wives of the tobacco executives. When her aunt contracts measles and ends up in the hospital, Maddie suddenly finds herself in the role of lead dressmaker for the town's influential women. She scrambles to get their fancy gowns ready before the biggest party of the season. Along the way, she learns that Brightleaf isn't quite the paradise that it seems. Many of those seemingly glamorous women are also beset by a series of unexplained tragedies. Lost babies, miscarriages, babies born with birth defects, children who suffer from asthma, and adults with cancer. Maddie starts out believing that all this is just a coincidence, but she inadvertently uncovers evidence that suggests otherwise, and that the tobacco companies know the damage they're doing but covering it up. Maddie wants to tell what she knows, but in a town where everyone depends on big tobacco, she doesn't know who she can trust, and she's afraid that if she tells the truth, it will destroy the lives of the inspiring women she's come to know and admire. One of the things that gives me pause about this otherwise well-written novel is that Maddie, a young teenager from the mountains of North Carolina in the 1940s, often sounds like a Harvard graduate working on a dissertation. Yes, she is supposed to have an above-average brain in order to uncover the awful truths that she uncovers, but at times, I had a problem with both her vocabulary and her insight at such a young age. She also possesses the sewing talent of a woman much older and more experienced, even though her only experience has been spending a few summers with her seamstress aunt. Another thing is that Myers uses an extremely heavy hand trying to point out that tobacco advertising was, for many years, misleading. Although it's true that this happened, I grew weary of passages about ads aimed at pregnant women and women worried about keeping their figure. I think Myers just overdid it a bit there. But despite the foibles, this novel is not a dud. It sheds light on the overlooked history of women in post-World War II. It ends up showing the power of women's friendships and the truth. I recommend The Tobacco Wives. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.